This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lessons in French continue here on today's DJV program. It is Thursday, the 7th of October. I happen to be the D of DJV. Doug Steffen, Jennifer, and Jay are the J's of the J program. Jay contributed, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is all by herself. She's the only V here. Yep, that's it. All by herself in many
ways. In many ways.
It's fine.
That's okay. It's all right. Nothing wrong with that. We have the haves and the have-nots. It's all fair and love and conversation here on the DJV program. So the Dodgers beat the Cardinals. Jennifer stayed up too late last night. What?
Finally, we get to talk about the Dodgers. Yeah, it was a big game. I stayed up way too late and operating on little sleep, but it was worth it. I definitely tested out the old ticker last night because it was an intense game. It was really good. Unlike the Yankees and the Red Sox game, not that that wasn't good, but it was a higher scoring game. This was the game that was tied at 1-1. Until the ninth inning, and it was a nail-biter. It was a pitching duel for sure. Both teams went out early with their starting pitchers, Wainwright and Scherzer, and they went to the bullpen, which for Dodger fans strikes fear in your heart, but the bullpen performed really well. And then it was 1-1, bottom of the ninth inning. Cody Bellinger, who has been struggling, draws a walk. Two outs, by the way. So two outs, you got someone who walked. He stole second base. And then Chris Taylor, who had an epic year up until the All-Star break. He was on the All-Star team, in fact. Kind of been struggling. I think he only hit eight. It was 8 for 72, so he's been in like a huge slump. Comes up to the plate and hits a walk-off home run, two-run home run to win the game. It was so dramatic, so exciting. And now the Dodgers go on to face the Giants for the National League West. So congratulations.
Yeah, but then they'll get to the point where they face the Red Sox and they'll get whacked.
Oh, no, the Red Sox won't make it out of the first round.
They will. Of course they will.
Why do you have to make this so, divisive? Come on, Doug. I like the Red Sox. I don't hate them. You just make me want to talk badly about them because you're so mean to the Dodgers.
I know. Speaking
of defiance.
Oh, thank you. That's what I like in all the women here.
I actually have a Red Sox hat. Come on.
Matter of fact, you know, speaking of defiance, you and Victoria have really tried to whip Jay into a place that I don't think she's comfortable going. That is defying me. I don't hear that. Now that she's sort of a member of
the good standing. We have not tried to peddle influence whatsoever.
Yeah, you have to. Are you kidding?
We have not.
That's all you try to do is peddle influence.
Nuh-uh. That's not true.
What kind of ship are you running if you feel like you're too
co-captains?
Yeah, or having to, like, defy you. Like, what is that? Is this a dictatorship?
It's not a mutiny.
Seven?
Yeah.
Dictatorship.
Wow.
Yeah,
those are strong
see?
Words.
Uh-huh. Fighting words. Okay, so speaking of fighting words, in laws were in Los Angeles, Kaiser Permanente, your fiance works for them, suspended 2,200 people who were not vaccinated.
Yep.
So where does that place them in terms of having employees who are capable of handling the medical needs of those who are signed on to the Kaiser program? Doesn't sound
this
like...
This is the question. This is a question with mandates, whether they're from the companies or from the government. Look, I'd rather have them come. If a mandate is going to come, I'd rather have it come from a business that is not deciding what's appropriate for them and for their workers' safety.
Right.
You know, I bristle when it's the government because for me it's all about the slippery slope of what comes next and justifying why things are. This is the first time that a government has mandated us a vaccine that we have to have in order to function in our lives, like to just go places in California, to go to school or to go to a restaurant or to go get your hair done. I mean, very basic things. No one has to show a vaccination card for any other vaccine but this one. And so the question is, why? And is this really the path that we're on? And look, I think that a lot of people do well with the vaccine. I don't ever try to say that I'm against it because I'm not. I think it works really well for most people. I think there are some people that it doesn't work well for. But to have the government involved is rough. And when these companies get involved, these people are not going to be able to apply for unemployment.
Well, the same thing
be out of luck.
Is true with a lot of Southern California is heavily influenced, if you will, or dependent on tourism. And so there are people coming in, and guys like, I didn't go to California last year, but for the most part, since 1993, I've spent every winter in California. So this winter I'll go out, and it'll be interesting to see how I fit into, you know, I wear a mask because I think it's the right thing to do. However, I'm not easily convinced by people who tell me I have to do anything that I'm going to do it. I just kind of, you know, I'm one of those people that's more apt to tell them to stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
But I think what you're saying is really true. How does it affect tourism? Another reason why I feel really strongly about this idea of mandates is that if businesses are choosing this for themselves, then they're taking on the rewards from that decision.
Right.
The risk of that decision. But at least they're controlling it. What's happening right now in Los Angeles, LA City, not to be confused with LA County, but LA City has passed a mandate with the city council. It was 11-2 vote. And what they're going to do is now require businesses to become vaccine checkers. And so I think you're putting a lot of stress on businesses that were legitimately closed down for a year and a half. And now they're just getting back. They're just kind of trying to like filter out with the new safety requirements and everything how to operate. And now you're telling them they're going to have someone checking people's vaccine status. And those people are typically your minimum wage workers. And so then are you leaving open the possibility that there's going to be violence? Because people are real wound up about this. And so then you've got somebody who's going to come in and be a jerk to somebody who's checking their vaccine card. Is that going to end up in violence? It's a whole new set of problems for business owners that don't necessarily need to have this as a problem if they're allowed to figure it out for themselves.
But all right. So speaking of problems, Joe Biden's going to meet with Zing Chai Wei or whatever his name is, the Chinese president.
We're great with the news, aren't we? Xi Jinping is his name.
Okay, good for him.
Xi Jinping.
Anyway, so how does this discussion start? Joe says, hey, Jing, how's your family? Jing says, Joe, how's your family? What's going on?
I don't think so.
How's Hunter? Is everything good?
I feel very underwhelmed by what is happening with Biden and China. First of all, he buried the story about COVID and the fact that China has their hands all over it, buried it away, and made it a report that
it's kind of rough over there at the moment. It's kind of come back. Zing,
well, that's
bang,
what I've heard, that they're sick again.
And
this is why it's never going to work.
Their vaccine is a disaster. It doesn't work at all.
Right.
But shouldn't we be like thinking about how we're going to hold China accountable? Shouldn't we be incentivizing businesses to come back? Instead, we're getting from the administration is more taxes on business, the highest corporate tax rate of anywhere, including China, if this Build Back Better plan passes. And then we're going to have some sort of like Zoom conference with the president of China. I don't know. I just
feel
like
he was going
to
be there.
Path.
No, they're going to Zurich. Aren't they going to meet face to face?
They're going to Zurich, but I think, isn't it also
he's
virtual?
He's not going.
They're not. Yeah, they're not in the same room.
Who's
so,
not going?
Xi Jinping is not going. Yeah he's.
It's
going to
be
Jinping.
Virtual.
He's not going.
He's worried about getting COVID?
I would. Hey, if I were Biden, would you want to sit in the same room knowing what's going on in China? I wouldn't.
For the same reason. So why is he going to Zurich? Why don't they just have it?
I think it's part of something else.
Well, Zurich is part of the G20, and so that's a different thing. And so,
but Xi is not going to Zurich.
No.
Because, I thought China's not a member of the G7 or G8 or something.
I don't know. They're just not going. I don't know what the reason is.
Whatever it is, it's not an in-person meeting is the point. It's something, it's, you know, they're going to be in weird locations, but it's not together. It doesn't matter. The point is,
and China already doesn't like, and, you know, China doesn't like any criticism, obviously. So they don't, you know, the Secretary of State Blinken, they're after him now because he's been pushing back on the human rights stuff in Beijing. And Jake Sullivan has also been, you know, they're publicly going after him. It's because, you know, they make strong statements and then China says, you know, well, we're going to take our toys and leave then. And so it's... The thing that really bothers me, and I don't know if you guys talked about this earlier this week when I wasn't here, but the thing that really bothers me is just how no one is talking about the Beijing Olympics. No one's talking about it.
They shouldn't have
It's just going to happen. But, you know, but if China's...
2008?
It's in January.
Mm-hmm. This January?
It's coming up.
Yeah.
And there's like
January, February. Yeah. And it's COVID is probably going to be a huge issue. So all these athletes flying in again, and there's still, you know, everyone always talks about boycotting China and, you know.
But no one ever will.
No one does.
So
and so.
Stupid. And if the world got together, if we were, the thing is it's all about money. I mean, just follow the money, baby, right? That's always it. And everybody's on the line to them. And so nobody wants to stand up because they don't want to disrupt their apple cart. But somebody's going to have to. I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody's going to have to. Otherwise, we should start learning Mandarin because that's next.
All right. What's the story? What's the update on the Texas high school shooting? Four people injured. Everybody, what's the... this kid, 18 years old, arrested.
Yeah, so he turned himself in. The weird part of this story is that when we hear a school shooting, we think of someone walking into a classroom and an opening fire, and that was not necessarily the case here. This was a high school outside of Dallas in Arlington, Texas, and I guess there was it seemed that a fight broke out in the classroom. It was all put up on social media. You can see the fight between these kids, and, well, he's 18, he's an adult. He had a gun with him. He used the gun. The gun was not legally acquired, so this is not a purchase that was legal by him or his family from what the governor and law enforcement has said. So maybe this kid has a troubled past. Maybe he was involved with the wrong people. We don't know if that's why he's holding on to a gun at school. And he took off after he shot at these people and caused chaos. A pregnant teacher falls down, hurts herself. All this chaos goes off. Then he takes off in his car and leads officers on a search for him. He eventually turned himself in.
Yeah, that's a subtext to this.
And not a dump car either. It was a Dodge Charger, a 2018 Dodge Charger, like a pretty nice car.
Too much of that sort of thing. I know you got a car when you were just getting a license. Did you, Victoria?
Me?
Victoria, how old were you when you got your first car?
I bought my first car.
Excuse me?
I saved up and bought it.
I had to buy mine.
Yeah, my dad gave me like an old 82 Lincoln. He's like, here you go. This is what you're going to use to get to school.
I remember that car.
And I was like, I don't want to drive
have
that car.
Well, yeah, or does Paul have it? I thought that was still around.
That was an 88 Lincoln. That one was nicer than the one I had.
but what like high school girl wants to drive a pimp sled of a Lincoln? I mean, that's crazy.
Exactly. That's an
I had a Jeep Wrangler. Cherokee. Yeah.
At what age?
That was my 17 when I got my license. But I had
to pay
for
it. What about
you, Jay? No, I was gifted a car for my 16th birthday. It was a Sebring convertible.
Doris.
Oh, come on, Jay.
That's a big idea.
Mike, you got a car they gave it to you?
Oh, my God, that's outrageous.
Wow.
Oh, okay. 18 after
the
hour.
Look at the privilege here.
It's Superstar Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by, and they're going to test your battery free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll have just the right Superstar battery for your vehicle. And you can get up to $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with a purchase of your Superstar battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, your truck, your motorcycle with Superstar batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Now. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, I'm perusing lots of different things. Jay has... What do you mean?
Oh, that's always dangerous.
Oh, and I'm perusing lots of things?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'll not get lost in this because Jay has left a lot of breadcrumbs so I can follow the trail to what is trending. And one of the things has to do with Brittany Murphy. I haven't remembered her name for a long time, but there's an interesting update on that, which you will hear directly from Jay after this.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Brisana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so let's get into this Brittany Murphy thing. Rather disturbing in a manner of speaking. First of all, I think, Jay, probably a refresher as to who Brittany Murphy was and why we would care about this particular element.
Absolutely incredible actress. She was so talented that if a director was like, I want you to shed a single tear, she could ask, which eye do you want it to come out of? She was just absolutely
she was very good,
phenomenal. Yeah. And she was so underrated. Kind. That's one of the things that so many people who knew her tend to remember, that she was just very caring and giving. She worried about the people around her more than herself. And there's a new documentary coming up called What Happened, Brittany Murphy. It's going to be on HBO Max October 14th. And there's even more chilling details about her final days before she died. She died from untreated pneumonia that was combined with anemia, drug intoxication, nothing illegal. It was all prescribed or over-the-counter medications. Nothing illegal was found in her system. But also some of the issues that are going to be brought to light in this documentary are some things that we already kind of knew about her husband, Simon Monjak, that he... There was always just something very off about him. When she died, he and her mom moved in together. They were living together, and a lot of people were kind of like, what is going on with that? Well, then her husband, her Simon, died, what, like five months right after her death, similar causes. So there was speculation of if there was black mold in the house, all of this stuff. Well, one of the things the documentary looks at, they interview Monjak's mom, his brother, and his former fiance, who they met, they got engaged really quick. She became pregnant. At 4 months pregnant, Monjak was like, let's move you to the States. We should have the baby in the States. Gets her set up in a studio in New York. She gets there. She calls him. She's like, I'm here. Are you going to come meet me? And before she really gets much out, he hangs up on her and just totally ghosts her.
Really?
Like, this guy, according to everybody and what's going to be told in this documentary, is that he was a serious con man.
Great.
Well, if I'm sure back in the day, Doug, you probably did see pictures of him.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked old and slovenly, and he looked like he didn't have a penny to his name.
Pot to pee in, as they say.
Yes. Yeah. And he
like
just...
What was the attraction for her to him, then, you would wonder?
Well, that was a lot of the speculation, was that he was pumping her with drugs.
Mm. Oof. Yeah. All right. Michael Keaton is back. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's had some good roles. I think he's a great actor, frankly, and very quirky. So he's back as Batman.
Yeah, for the Flash film that's going to be coming out next year, November 4th, 2022.
He's quite pleased with himself, too, I think.
He says it still fits. The Batman
still fits him. Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, he's back. He'll play. So what's the theme of this? Do I have to ask Chuck, or do you know what the new Flash film is
about? The whole plot hasn't been identified, but it's going to be something about the multiverse, because Michael Keaton is reprising his Bruce Wayne Batman. Ben Affleck is reprising his Bruce Wayne Batman. And the full film, The Flash, that's one of the DC characters.
All right, there we go. 28 and a half after on the DJV program. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman temporarily blocked the Texas heartbeat law. On September 1st, Supreme Court refused to stop SB 8 by a 5-4 vote. On September 9th, the U.S. Department of Justice got involved, filing a separate lawsuit to take down SB 8 on federal grounds. The debate continues. Coast Guard officials said Wednesday some of the crude oil that spilled from a broken underwater pipeline into the waters off Southern California has been breaking up naturally in ocean currents. The pipeline operator, Amplify Energy Corporation, set the spill at 126,000 gallons of heavy crude. Investigators have said the spill may have been caused by a ship's anchor that hooked, dragged, and tore open the pipeline. Amplify CEO Martin Wilshire said the pipeline was pulled like a bowstring. Some of the miles-long pipeline is 105 feet away from where it was installed. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attorney General Merrick Garland released a memo instructing the FBI and Justice Department lawyers to investigate and prosecute school board protesters, calling some of them domestic terrorists. A conflict of interest claim against Merrick Garland has come to light. Turns out Mr. Garland's daughter married Alexander Tanner in 2018. The company they own, Panorama Education out of Boston, Massachusetts, sells data mining products like the one-sided critical race theory materials that include equity and inclusion surveys. Their customers, public school boards. Mother of two, Laura Trump on Fox News, says this is weaponizing the Justice Department.
This is the weaponization of the judicial system against Americans and completely unjustly. Americans and particularly parents are absolutely fed up right now with what they see happening to our children in schools. They're fed up with the mask mandates. They're fed up with the critical race theory, with the indoctrination of our children to hate our country, to hate one another. They're fed up with, in some places, vaccine mandates for their children to even be able to attend school. And it seems like, guys, there's focus on actually making sure that our children are proficient in reading, in math, and things that can further their future. But what you heard from the Justice Department there is that they don't care what you have to say. They are happy to indoctrinate our children. They are happy to tell parents that they are domestic terrorists.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. It's Thursday, the 7th of October. You're listening to Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner discuss, well, among other things, what's going on in the world of medicine. The program that I do every weekend with Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell, it's called Good Day Health. The focus with Ken this week is on, this malaria vaccine and whether we need it or not. We're going to talk a lot about allergies and what that does, what some of these allergies like.
like what we're all dealing with right now.
Exactly right. My voice is cracking.
Ragweed is really no joke.
Awful. Yep, right. Anyway, a focus also on diet beverages and what they do to you. That plus many other things will be in the focus. The current podcast at djvhealthshow.com with Ken is a focus on the numbers. The COVID numbers going in the right direction. What is a monoclonal? Say it again, Doug. A monoclonal.
Monoclonal?
That too. Monoclonal antibody. Well, anyway, all that stuff. Ken's like Victoria. He chuckles when I mess up a word or something. Anyway, there's a study that shows children.
You give us lots of laughs.
That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. But serious info as well. Ken and his part of the DJV Health Show podcast, you can get it at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. It's all free information. Speaking of free information, I asked Victoria to focus in on some new gadgets. We've invited Mark Saltzman here, who contributes to a lot of publications when it comes to technology and gadgets and things. Now, I'm thinking it's a little early for Christmas, but Victoria and Jay probably aren't thinking that. I think Jay, no, was it Victoria? Who said that they've already started ordering? Or was that Jennifer?
No, I said you should start ordering.
I have.
Like, I'm like a Christmas Eve shopper, but that just can't happen if you're not, you know, if you really want to buy ahead, if you want to think ahead and buy gadgets, you got to start thinking about it right now.
Right. All right. So we've invited Mark to come in here. He's a tech expert, follows all of these things. Mark Saltzman, welcome to the DJV program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. All right, so now the things that you, how did you get, let me get into the bona fides here first before we talk about specifics. How did you become an expert? What was there about your life, Mark Saltzman, that brought you into this sphere?
If you want to know the truth, I did not go to journalism school, nor did I study tech at college. I was 24, and I wanted free video games. So I realized that if I wrote reviews of them, I would get them for free.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 27 years ago. And I expanded from writing to articles to books, and I host a syndicated radio show called Tech It Out. I have a show on Bloomberg, a TV show called Tech Impact. So it's been a really fun 27-year overnight success, but I really just started writing about what I was passionate about, and then I realized, okay, I'm going to learn on the job and sharpen my craft as a journalist, and that brings me to 2021, and boy, in the tech world, as you can imagine, Doug and Victoria, 27 years is like 100 years in any other industry, right? It's like dog years. A lot evolves.
That's very true. Yep, a lot does evolve.
All right, so then are there things that are happening this year that are really unique, or are the things that there's a buzz on right now are just extensions of things that we've already had? Like the people talking about the iPhone 13, that's just more of the same stuff that they produced for decades, right?
Yeah, I would argue the iPhone 13 is more evolutionary than revolutionary, let's face it. Apple iterates a little bit over its predecessors, and you know, it is better, but to what degree is what's the debate there. But I've got some great stuff to share with you that I do think is unique, especially for parents who want to not just let their kids have fun playing with tech, but also give them something at the end of the day. So, for example, ToniBox is a smart speaker for kids that it's screen-free fun. So parents like that. That's no screens here. And what the way it works is that you place these little characters on top of the ToniBox, like Disney characters, like it could be Woody from Toy Story or Elsa from Frozen, and it starts playing music and telling you stories from the film that it's associated with. So it's very magical for the kids. But what I really like is the sentimental side. Parents and grandparents can also record their own stories for their kids through the free MyTonies app. And then when the kids place that character on top of the smart speaker in their home, in their bedroom perhaps, and it isn't connected to the internet or anything like that, by the way, it will play the stories from grandma or grandpa or parents. So it's a smart, very smart idea. It's $129 for the starter set, which gives you the Tony box itself, the actual speaker, as well as a couple of Tony characters to start, and then you can pick up more if you like. And Target has a deal with Tony box for some Disney movies, like an exclusive. So, and then speaking of music, to give the gift of music lessons, I think is great. It's great for kids to build their confidence and learn a new instrument. There's an online school called Byjuice Future School, and they have a new program called Perform with Music, perfect for COVID because it's one-on-one video lessons with a music instructor, you know, opposed to letting someone in your home or letting your child go to somebody else's home with everything going on. But it teaches kids guitar and piano for ages 6 through 18, and it is over time. It's always the same instructor, and again, it builds confidence and teaches them how to master this instrument and even play live. It encourages you to perform in front of your, even if it's just your family, and the instructor is there watching on as well. There's a free trial class, no instrument needed for that. And then after that, the one-hour private lesson started at only $24, which is very affordable for music lessons. The website is byjuicefutureschool.com. That's B as in boy, Y, J like Jennifer, U-S like Samantha, futureschool.com/music. Great idea.
That's great to get kids involved with music, for sure, especially since so many schools have cut the music programs.
So things at
home. That's a great point.
Yeah, what can, maybe that's the thing to pursue here in the moments that we have remaining, the things that people can do at home because the COVID worry is still there. So is that more of a focus? Has that entered into some of the things that you've run across this year that are new that may be successful or good gifts?
I think that's fair, Doug. And again, I wanted to highlight today some gifts that were great for parents and kids. So another one great to use at home is called Artie Max. He's a coding robot from a company called Educational Insights. And again, just like the music lessons, which fuse the arts with science or tech or engineering and math, so does this robot, because not only does it teach kids eight and up, by the way, five different languages, but it will draw your code into colorful works of art on a piece of paper. So you, I know this is radio, but it's Artie Max is a small robot that you place on top of a piece of paper. He's got some markers inside, and when the kids code on a companion device, like let's say an iPad, when you successfully code some lines of code, Artie Max will start drawing on the page. And it's really magical for the kids. All kinds of fun designs and colors. And so it really puts the A in STEAM learning. So science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. It's $109 for Artie Max the robot, the coding robot at Amazon. Something for big kids, and I really like this, is from SanDisk. It's a wireless charging mat. So, you know, you place your iPhone or your Android phone on top of those Qi-compatible charging mats. But not only will this charge up your smartphone, but it'll also wirelessly back up your photos and videos onto the charging mat for you.
What?
It's called the SanDisk iXpand Wireless Charger Sync. So when you drop your iPhone or your Android phone on top and it starts to charge up your device, it will make a backup of those precious memories that you've captured on your phone in full resolution just in case something happens to your smartphone. It's lost, stolen, or damaged. Very smart. It's $79 for the iXpand Wireless Charger Sync. They also have other storage for creative types like YouTubers, like myself, called WD Blue that goes inside of a laptop, starting at only $49. But I love this wireless charger. So smart.
That's all a great idea for people who don't use the cloud or for whatever reason. That's a really good idea.
Yeah. You know what, Victoria? You bring up a great point. You don't have to pay a monthly subscription cost for this.
Yeah, that's
great.
You know,
it's all built in. It's a one-time purchase of $79 for the 64 gig version. You can go bigger if you want, but there's no cloud that you have to pay for on a monthly basis. And then speaking of finances, I'll just end off, if I may, on a great app to keep parents on track of their spending this time of year and beyond the holiday season. It's called Simplify by Quicken. This is a downloadable personal finance app that is really easy to use but super powerful. You simply connect your bank and credit card information to the app securely. It is Quicken, so this is all, you know, bank level encryption, and that basically will show you on the app what's coming in and out of your accounts in real time. So you can set budgets, set goals. Excuse me, set goals. Like in April, you say I want to buy an $800 TV for my family around Black Friday. It'll set aside, say, $140 a month and lock that in so you can't spend it. Very smart. Shows you colorful graphs and charts to simplify how you see your finances. And it's one of those things that once you get used to it, it really will help you stay on track of budgets and your goals. I love it. It's, again, called Simplify. It's as low as $2.99 a month after the 30-day free trial.
All right, you can find these, I'm guessing, at marksalzman.com, right? Reference to all of these, these products, right? Marksalzman.com. All right, Mark, good to have you here. Thank you for the update. 45 past the hour. Just as an aside, while he was talking, I was looking for other things around that are good, practical, from my perspective, practical gifts, if we're already talking about that, which we should not be, but I guess we are. The World Wildlife Fund, if you're not familiar with it, is a fabulous organization. It's not like the Red Cross. Most of the money, if not all of it, well, within like 4 points, 4 cents out of the dollar goes to administering the World Wildlife Fund. But they have come up with some animals found around the world that would be nice little fluffy, furry things for children. And they're a good teaching mechanism as well to teach people about animals from around the world. I'm an animal guy, so it means something to me, and maybe it'll mean something to you. WorldWildlifeFund.org is where you find that. In a moment, we're going to do a spoiler, Masked Singer, the reveal. Yep, no matter what, Victoria, we're going to do a spoiler right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold is withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
All right, spoiler alert. Masked Singer, the reveal last night was Larry the Cable Guy.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
He was the one who was sort of doing a take on the Flintstones. Jenny McCarthy, I think, didn't recognize him even after he was out.
Oh, she didn't know?
No, she didn't know who he was.
Oh,
which
that's
I thought
funny.
Was kind of interesting. She's an interesting energy sort. She's married to Donnie Wahlberg, but she's an interesting. It's just interesting. All right, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. This is the DJV program. Chucker is not with us today. However, we're going to beat him at his own game. How about that, ladies? Victoria, we've plotted. We're skillful. We're going to take care of all the information. And what else is there besides James Bond this week? Well, there's a little Michael Keaton story that will come up in our focus right after this.
Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free GetUpside app and get 25 cents per gallon cash back on every gallon of gas you buy. Don't miss out. Millions of people have earned over $200 cash back every month just by using GetUpside and getting gas, which you were going to do anyways. There's no catch. It's simple and free. Download the free GetUpside app now and use promo code BEAT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's promo code BEAT.
Don't mind me, just seeking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off cuddle bed bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So, yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Select styles. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's account for details.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Okay, so Michael Keaton and Batman, they were somewhat synonymous, especially as the, you look at this as a series, I suppose, much as anything else. So there have been a number of people that have played Batman. I noticed in an interview, George Clooney said there's one movie that he did that he would never let his wife watch. And that was his version of Batman, the Batman and Robin movie.
People are saying that he's not allowed to be in the new Flashpoint one because he ruined Batman. Like, people are so mean about that.
I don't know about that. He did it twice.
Yeah, with Chris O'Donnell as Robin, and Alicia Silverstone was Batgirl. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hate it. It's just very campy.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it, but I also can identify it was trash.
Yeah. I like the Batman, well, the early Batman.
You like Adam West.
That was, right. That was the TV show in the 60s and 70s. And then I saw there were a couple of other Batman things that were okay. But I don't. As far as the movies, they were too dark. When Val Kilmer played, it's just dark. And I'm a fan of Val Kilmer's, but I didn't want to watch.
I liked Michael Keaton as Batman. I thought he was wonderful.
Most people,
he's one of my favorites.
So is that why they're bringing him back? Because most people liked him, and it's an easy sell.
Part of the Flash movie is it's a multiverse, so they're bringing back a couple different Batmans. Michael Keaton, Ben Affleck. I'm not sure. Twilight vampire guy. Why am I forgetting his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Thank you. I'm not sure if he's going to be in this one as Batman or not. I guess the jury's still out because not so much has been released about it.
He's not. He's a really good actor. Nah. I'm excited to see him as the new Batman. I think it's going to be a different
direction. Yeah, seeing what it goes to. I love how, though, Michael Keaton was talking. He was doing an interview, and he was talking about his time on Batman and when Jack Nicholson. So Michael Keaton was working out on the set, and he was on the bag or whatever, and Jack Nicholson comes over, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm working out." And he's like, "Why?" And then Michael Keaton was kind of like, "Oh, my gosh, that's right. The suit makes me look like I have muscles. I don't actually need to do anything."
All right. So there's an interesting story floating around about Michelle Pfeiffer and how she became famous from a guy named Maxwell Caulfield. Now, in the back of my mind, I kind of remember who he was. He was in Grease and a bunch of other stuff, right?
Grease 2, they were the counterparts in Grease 2. So Maxwell Caulfield was the guy, she was the girl, and it was kind of like a gender flip of Grease where Sandy tried to change who she was to get Danny Zuko. Well, this one was the guy who tries to change who he is to get the girl, and it's iconic. It failed miserably, and it has such a cult following. I love Grease 2 so much more than the original.
It's a terrible movie, but it launched Michelle Pfeiffer for sure.
Yes, well, and that was one of the things. Maxwell Caulfield felt like he was going to go somewhere with this, and instead his career stalled, and Michelle Pfeiffer went everywhere, although he is Rex Manning from Empire Records, so that counts for something.
Sounds like a big baby. All right, ladies, thank you. See, Chucker, we didn't need you, and we didn't talk about James Bond.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.